file of letters. The weeds in the yard grow oh so high. The clocks in the house have all stopped ticking. But the beat of my heart grows stronger with each stride.
Things going, you never know. Really good music there. Now let's get into some censorship, folks. It's coming. This model that this little punk Zuckerberg built for the Chi-Coms, it's descending on us now. And I've talked about this the last couple weeks. The very same system that Facebook, Tracebook, Face Crook, whatever you want to call these clowns, they're now Google and everybody YouTube. Now they're really cracking down. Now, this is the scariest movie ever. You don't have to like this guy, but he's got almost 278,000 followers, okay, subscribers. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. But basically, this is kind of indicative of what's happening to many of the people in the YouTube world, where, you know, a portion of my research comes from this side of the house. These guys, and I've said this since I came on the air, a lot of times these guys will give you a blurb and they're a week or two ahead of people in print. And so that's why I kind of go back and forth between websites I like and then YouTubers I like. And if you haven't learned that yet, you're way behind the power curve. Let's hit clip 7.
So the censorship on my channel is still here. And in fact, I think it's getting worse, because what they're doing to me, they're not only unsubbing you, and they've been unsubbing a lot of you because you guys let me know, plus I see it, but now they're just completely and totally suppressing my views. This video has been up for about 18 hours. 5,593 views. Like I said, guys, this is crazy. And I know you guys are watching. My own channel, I'm still averaging 1 million to 2 million views a month. But if you look at my analytics, everything's in the red. It's as if no one's watching the videos, no one's liking them, no one's saving them, no one's sharing them. It's sickening, man. I mean, I played YouTube's game for years, you know, and this isn't the first time they've done stuff like this, but it's just like it's total discouragement. It's like, why even bother making videos when obviously a very small percentage of your people are seeing it? But I don't even think that's what it is. I think that the same amount of people are still seeing them. I just think that YouTube's straight up suppressing the views. That's what's up. Because for years, my videos were averaging between 20 to 50,000.
That's what's happening. See, I can still look at all these people, all these channels that I monitor and see what they're up to. But they're just suppressing the numbers. They're not actually suppressing you or I watching them, but they're basically suppressing the numbers, especially people that have monetized accounts. Now, some of you older folks and so forth that listen to RBN, here's the thing. YouTubers, they can actually get paid for how many views they get on a video, and especially if they have ads and so forth and so on, that sometimes will precede the video, and then a guy like me has to reload the video to scrub the ad so I can watch the thing, but they still get paid. And so people make money as YouTubers. And so what they're doing is really just suppressing the views across the spectrum on anything that basically the Zio-Bolshevik power structure doesn't like, and anything that's calling out the Zio Vatican, Zio Pedo, Zio Bolshevik power structure, it considers Russian propaganda. Everything now, all of us are Russian agents. See, we're all Russian propagandists. And, you know, I want to go to Russia soon and hang out just so I can be blamed for being a Russian propagandist. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I mean, the people with a GDP, like Jones says, their GDP is the size of Italy. They're a big country, and they got a lot of brilliant people, and their military technology for what they have is awesome. They can fly over our carriers and zap them and leave them sitting there as sitting ducks. Because, see, we're a big bloated end of the Roman Empire, you know, boondoggle driven system where everything is just it's utterly stench filled corruption. There are a bunch of pedophiles running around, drug addicts, criminals, you know, I mean, this is what our Congress is, the Bar Association, folks. And this is really when you're over the target, is when you're over the Bar Association. And I've watched this thing closely at personally feet away level in my life. And let's just say the whole thing is a cesspit of filth. And it all needs to be restructured. The original 13th Amendment that got yanked needs to be re-implemented. You know, just think of put a guy like me on the Supreme Court and watch the roughshod that I would run over all those punks. See, that's what they can't have. They got to have a member of the club. See, you got to be a member of the club now to be a judge. And this is where the separation of powers, where the checks and balances have been slaughtered. If all the members of Congress, most of them are bar members. A good portion of the heads of the executive branch are members of the bar. And then your judicial branch is all bar members. How do you think that these people are going to have checks and balances on each other? I mean, it's a joke. It's pathetic. It's buffoonery. We live in a banana republic, and nobody wants to admit it. And it's like, you know, you go to D.C. I was up there a few years ago, and I'm going to go back soon. But I was up there a few years ago, and you got all these beautiful structures. But you know what it felt like? They were all withering away. It was like they were all tainted. It's like mold had set in. It was like these neat monuments that were built, you know, 70, 80, 100 years ago. But it's just like now it's like there's roaches around, like it's all just rotting. And you know why that is? It's because the people that are in the institutions now, they are the rot, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Hillary's, the Obama's, the Paul Ryan's, the Mitch McConnell's, the Harry Reid's, all of these people the founding fathers would take out and hang. You have to know this. You have to know that George Washington and Jefferson, these guys would run through D.C. and set up a set of gallows, and they'd be hanging people for days. They would. I mean, this is where we've lost. We've got this disconnect between the hardcore nature of the founders and then these chumps. Look at Paul Ryan. What a wuss. He needs to be, you know, I mean, it's just like, this guy's the Speaker of the House. This guy's my age. And look at him. Just the biggest weasel you've ever seen. Look at Mitch McConnell. I mean, why is this guy the Senate Majority Leader? Look at Harry Reid. Somebody beat the sleeves off him about 6 months, a year ago. He's running around with black eyes. And I mean, that's great. I'm glad somebody whooped Harry Reid. But, I mean, it's just like, this is the skullduggery in D.C. I mean, there's no real men up there. The real men, guess what they are? They're the guys in the Secret Service. They're the guys in the FBI and the CIA and DHS and DIA. They're the guys that are, guess what, two or three levers of power down, levels down. These are the real hardcore guys, but they haven't realized yet. All those punks sitting above you, your own founding fathers would gut them. And so this is what you need to do. All you guys in the Secret Service, all you guys in the FBI that are real hardcore Americana, you still love the idea that you grew up with. All you guys in the CIA that aren't compromised, that aren't into babies and pedophilia and all the rest of this trash. You guys need to clean it up from the inside. I don't care if you do it by stealth. I don't care if you do it by leaking. I don't care if you do it by these, you know, whatever accidents people have to have. But that's where it's at. You guys got to be the patriots. You're the ones close enough to do it. And then not to be some sort of Machiavellian tyrant, but to restore the vision that our founding fathers had of basically, it's like, look, let leave the people alone to the point where economic prosperity can set in. And then you got to keep a check on organized crime. And the organized crime system that's really bubbled up to take control of this American system is the Vatican and the Jewish mob. This Jesuits, Knights of Malta, and then the rabbis and the money changers and all these characters. See, the Catholic Church is – and let me talk about the church for a second. It's the 12 minutes after. Church infiltration. I wrote myself a note. Because I don't want people to think that because you're Catholic or because you're necessarily, let's say, a priest or a bishop or a monsignor or a cardinal, that you're necessarily bad. But you have to realize Karl Marx, all these characters, and then the gay mafia, the homosexual militant mafia, okay, you've got this. And many of them are communists. See, there's this gay thing, and I got to get back into Marx and Satan. I'm going to try to a little bit tonight. But here's the thing. You got to realize with Karl Marx and all these people, see, they get really into the evil side of things. They feed into homosexuality because they know that that's against basically nature itself. Whether you're a Christian or Muslim or whatever you are, you know that that temptation is there for those people that delve into the evil principle, the dark ideologies that they get put into that homosexual mindset because – this is against the will of creation itself. And I'm going to say as a believer in my system, the creator, you know, the person that laid down the creation and designed the human species and all the animals and plants and everything else in this world. But so these people, Marx and the rest of them, they all get into feeding into homosexuality. as a way to overturn God himself and God's order, the order of the nature of the universe. And so the communist movement and the militant homosexual movement are joined at the hip. And so this is what has penetrated the priesthood in Rome. And if you get into really researching what goes on at the seminaries, oh my gosh, it's the worst debauchery. It's the worst lasciviousness and licentiousness ever. I mean, they got these gay rackets in Rome where these priests underground have like gay orgies and all this weird crap. And then they go and serve people communion. It's just the most disgusting kind of weird trash. It's like, look, dude, if you're going to feed off into the gay crap, get away from the church and the rest of it. But see, there's this militant faction in communism and militant gay mafia where that's what they do. They send their minions in to basically wreak havoc within the church itself, because they see this is the epitome of their little thrill they get, is to go into an institution and then defile it at the worst levels. And so you have to realize that the mosque, the synagogue, it's all the same thing. All right? Because there's Jews out there that are basically still loyal to basically traditional morality. But, you know, you got this whole Talmudic kind of mindset that basically says these rabbis argue about how to get around the law and still think they're following the law. And this is that whole little kind of arguing about little points of the law while completely violating the law. You know, it's talked about all throughout the writings. But anyway, church infiltration, you got to realize there's a lot of mercenary outfits that have been doing this for a couple thousand years. So when you look at the trash in the church, like a guy like Bergoglio, this guy that calls himself the Pope now, talking about feces, garbage. And I'm gonna play some of that. I didn't get to the Jones clip from last week where Jones really just gives it to Pope Francis, and this is probably enough to get him whacked. But I'm going to play that after the bottom of the hour. But we're at a point now where everything's up for grabs. The entire reality that we're living in right now, it's fluid. Now, I know there's a plan, and it's a play, and it's been plotted out. And the thing is to basically collapse us into some sort of scenario where they are going to chip us. Remember this, and we're coming up on the break. The Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, the ACA, Antichrist Act. Think about this, and I've been covering this since I went on the air. Basically, when this Obamacare thing came in, there's always been these YouTubers and these researchers that said the beginning of 2017 is when the implantable devices basically start to go live. Okay? And so put this in your hard drive and keep it filed to where it's easily accessible. But think about the destabilized nature of the political system right now or before January 20th. And with Obamacare and the implantable devices and the whole Mark of the Beast chip system, remember all the stuff I covered with Spiro, who's now with NewsBud, about Accenture and the refugee, United Nations High Committee on Refugees chipping people in Europe. So this is really starting to come really in our face. And so this is something for all of us to keep our eyes on. But I got a couple clips to play concerning this as well. The House just put through some things about mentally ill or mentally deficient people. See you on the other side.
fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Search every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking for a stone with your name.
So let's get into some of this crap with the chipping. Let's hit clip 22.
Congress has passed a bill to microchip citizens with disabilities, mental disabilities. Hard to believe, but yes, it's true. House Resolution 4919, H.R. 4919, called Kevin and Avante's Law, passed by a vote of 346 to 66. That's what we call bipartisan. This bill would purportedly find individuals, by microchipping them, individuals with dementia or children with learning disabilities who wandered away from safe environments. Now, if you're like me, you can see the potential for abuse here. Texas Representative Republican Louie Gohmert said, quote, "It is absolutely staggering that the Republican majorities in the House and Senate could be so blind to government overreach that they would allow a federal tracking program not for criminals in the U.S., not for terrorists, not for illegal immigrants, or even immigrants who commit crimes, but for people with developmental disabilities, a term that is subject to wide misinterpretation." End quote. We'll keep an eye on this one.
All right, go ahead.
Speaking
and stop.
Of technology, the Titans.
This ties in with this 2017 implantable devices with Obamacare. Now, get clip 23 ready, Mr. Producer. This is Aaron and Melissa over at TrueStream Media. It's really similar kind of ground. Go ahead and hit 23.
Before we get to the point of this video, I need to play you a clip really quick. You may have seen this, but I promise you when I'm done talking, it's going to take on a whole different meaning. This is a report that was put out by NBC in 2007, a prediction on what things would be like in the year 2017.
The year is 2017. You're rushed to a hospital, unconscious with no ID or medical history, but thanks to a microchip under your skin, it's all there. Science fiction 20 years ago, but a biometric reality today.
So what they were talking about here is that by what is now next year, they were talking about everyone being in some form microchipped. And that microchip would be tied to all of your information, your medical information, your financial information, everything about you would be tied to this microchip. And this has been made fun of by people, but it's eerie as hell when you consider that this just happened. It seems that our House is in a race to pass some of the most Orwellian legislation we've ever seen in the history of this country as the clock ticks down on the Obama administration's last little breath. And they are just passing these things with overwhelming majorities that are insane. They're insane, okay? And this one is perhaps the most insane. In fact, when I saw this headline, no offense to this website, but when I saw the headline, I had to ask myself if it was fake news because I thought, oh, come on, there's no way they actually did that. And I had to actually go myself and look up this bill. This is not an Onion article. This is not Saturday Night Live skit. This actually really did just happen. So this is HR 4919, which is to reauthorize the Missing Alzheimer's Disease Patient Alert Program and promote initiatives that will reduce the risk of injury and death relating to the wandering characteristics of some children with autism. Now that sounds all good and fine, but this is an Orwellian human tracking program that could quickly and easily get out of control due to the vagueness with which this bill is written. And it mandates that the U.S. Attorney General award grants to law enforcement officials so those agencies can create, establish, and operate locative tracking technology programs. And the mission is to find, quote, individuals with forms of dementia, such as Alzheimer's disease, or children with developmental disabilities, such as autism, who have wandered from safe environments. And it would also require the Attorney General to consult with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, blah, blah, blah. But it's not under the Health and Human Services Department.
Go ahead
it's
and
under
stop it there.
The U.S. Attorney General and
yeah,
the Department.
Go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer. Now, you remember Tommy Thompson, who was Bush's HHS secretary, who sat on the board of Verichip? Just putting this stuff out there, folks. They're coming with it, and it's time for us to resist it. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use
Broadcasting.org. Remember to support RBN, folks, especially at a time like this. There might be hosts you don't like. There might be hosts you do like. But with this censorship descending upon us, RBN is one of these bright lights out here that, you know, there might be some people that you really get disgusted by on the network. Doesn't matter. There's a lot of hosts, a lot of different opinions. And so there, you know, all these networks right now are really going to come under the crunch And, you know, with Trump coming in, think about this. Think about that whole thing with the chipping. 340-something to 66 in a Republican-controlled Congress, folks. All right? These Republicans with the elephant, with the three pentagrams pointed downward, with the two points up. Okay? Now, a lot of you aren't into symbology, and many of you are. But George, that happened during George W. Bush's administration, where the GOP, the gay old pedophile party, they turned the pentagrams upside down. And so now these little creeps, oh, the Party of Liberty, you know, Charlie Daniels and Ted Nugent and World Net Daily and Breitbart and Alex Jones, the Republicans, man, they're here to restore your liberty. And then they vote all this Orwellian trash through the House to chip people, to chip your retard kids and your Alzheimer old people. You see, there's something wrong in the Republican Party just as bad as the Democratic Party. But, see, the Republican Party still puts that kind of Americana veneer over their little pedophile, weird Bohemian Grove evil. They'll still be, hey, will you keep your guns, boy? We're your party, don't you understand? Just don't leave your son alone around me, or he might get his rear end pounded out. You see? So you got to watch these Rithuglicans too. Paul Ryan and all the rest of these chumps. And so, you know... And then my producer sends over, it would be easy, super easy to attach a chip to a wristband or ankle band that will be very hard to take off. Sure, but it still leads us down the Huxley and Orwellian path. It still leads us down that Big Brother world of surveillance, of and the Zio-Bolshevik left and the Zio-fascist right, they meet in that little murky little middle where they can all like have their dream, have their cake and eat it too. The corporations can rape everybody and plunder everybody, and then those on the left, they can micromanage everybody's life down to the minute detail on the social level. So it, you know, they come together in a sick little trashy world right in the middle there between Zio fascism and Zio Bolshevism. Okay, corporate, communist, communitarian, technocracy. Okay, now. Mr. Producer, get clip 21 ready, and this is a perfect segue into clip 21, because the new cover of Time about the technocracy coming at us, we might as well play that. Go ahead and hit it, 21.
This is so very dangerous. This is directly on the horizon, and it's all by a man we've been exposing this entire year. Technocracy in America, Parag Khanna. If you've followed this channel this past year, you know who Parag Khanna is. We've shown you his maps. We've shown you how much of an influence he has on the U.S. government because he sat with Obama. Parag Khanna is a senior research fellow at the Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy in Singapore and the author of Connectography and the new book, Technocracy in America. For those of you who do not know what we are talking about when it comes to technocracy in America, I am urging you, go to christiantruther.com/category/NWO. You will find all of these posts here. That I don't have it all pulled up. Here, let me show you. One is right here. Global Goal 9, infrastructure. We've been covering infrastructure like crazy lately. I'll open that one up in just a minute. Actually, hold on. Here you go. Global Goal 9, the United Nations agenda to foundationally shift the world into a trans-border union. This was posted the day before Donald Trump was selected as president. And it's very important because Donald Trump also happens to have an infrastructure plan. This is Parag Khanna's major push for everything. Are you ready to live in a global megacity? The United Nations adopts the new urban agenda, Habitat Phase 3. All of it was based off of, guess who? Parag Khanna's connectography. This is dangerous. Focus on technocracy. We know that what President-elect Donald Trump says he'll do in the first 100 days. But we know less of what we're in for the four more or more years of Trump's improv presidency. Here's what should be done before the 2020 election to truly make America's government great. Abolish the Electoral College. Create a streamlined and expert cabinet. This is so dangerous. I actually watched the interview, and I was going to do a report on it. I think it was last week sometime, because he had it on his website. Replace the Senate with an assembly of governors. What? Number four, let the Supreme Court modify the Constitution. Number five, restore a strong federal service that knows how to run a country. Do we have any idea what all these things mean?
I'll read them to you in just a second here, sir. Here's the thing. Trump's either going to get attempts on his life or he's going to be the worst thing that we've ever seen. Okay. He's going to implement this technocracy or they're going to try to whack him. So we'll see what happens. Now everybody, you know, that followed Hodges over here at commonsenseshow.com, Patrick Wood, Technocracy Rising. So this really dovetails together this other character that he was just talking about. And you know what? It's funny. That's like all these people talking about abolish the Electoral College. Jesse Ventura, he was on Jones's program a couple weeks ago saying one man, one vote. Yeah, well, how's that going to work, Ventura? You turd, you sellout, that you want one man, one vote when illegals by the millions vote in California and all the Southwest. And dead people vote all throughout Philadelphia, New York, and Chicago. The big population centers have the worst accountability when it comes to voter fraud, election fraud. But you're going to let these people dominate who runs our country, Ventura, you scum. I'm calling this punk out. He's getting old and senile, and he's lost his vision. If you look at the county breakdown, Trump slaughtered Hillary. Thousands of counties. Hillary only had a 280 or something. And these were all the counties where the voter fraud is the worst. Sick. And then Ventura, Jesse Ventura, talking about we need to abolish the Electoral College, Alex. One man, one vote. No, it's bullcrap. The founding fathers were 50 times smarter than your retarded ass. See, this is what kills me, too. All these punks out here, Pelosi's, people on the right, people on the in the alternative media, they all want to talk smack on the founding fathers all the time. Oh, these guys were bad. They were Masons. They were this. They were that. You know what? None of you could even hold a candle to Jefferson or Washington or any of these guys. None of you even has half a brain cell compared to these guys. I'm sick of these chumps out here running their mouth that think that they're better than the founding fathers of this country. Now, I don't worship the founding fathers. They're not gods. They were flawed men. But damn it, I'm just sick of these punks that all talk all smack with their 2020 Monday morning quarterback, hindsight, behind bull crap. Sorry, I was about to cuss. But it just gets on my nerves. You know, it's all these spoiled brats. They live with air conditioning and heating and electricity. I mean, we live in the most prosperous nation. It's, you know, gas prices are cheaper than anywhere else in the world. You have a cool car. you can live in a decent place. Now, they're at war with our lifestyle. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, all you chumps that want to talk smack on the founders, you know what? I'd like to punch you in the mouth. That's just the way I feel about it. Let's see here. Let's get into this. Everybody talking about the election rigging. The Russians. Mr. Producer, get clip 19 ready. And this is all these people, the Georgia Secretary of State and others. They're like, look, we're seeing the Department of Homeland Security that tried to hack into all of our systems. And so this is what's so funny. Hit clip 19.
Well, the regime keeps trying to blame Russia for hacking the U.S. election, the 2016 election. But the news, the hits keep coming, folks. The hits keep coming, exposing the American government, the corrupt scumbags in the American government as hacking and rigging the 2016 election. Ready for this? Two items. First of all, last time we saw how Georgia, the Georgia Secretary of State, sent a letter to DHS, the Department of Homeland Sabotage, saying, hey, DHS, hey, Jed Johnson, why does DHS keep trying to hack the Georgia State voter database? DHS tried to hack. Someone at DHS from a DHS IP address tried to hack into the voter registration database of the state of Georgia. Okay? Why? Why? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Now, WSB-TV, a TV station in Atlanta, Georgia, reports that now agencies in two other states, West Virginia and Kentucky, have also said, in addition to Georgia, they've also saying the same thing as Georgia. Hey, DHS tried to attack us too. We've had numerous attacks on our networks, on our voter registration networks, all right, traced back to Department of Homeland Sabotage IP addresses. Now, folks, why are they doing this? Why would the feds risk exposure like this? Well, think about it. Think about your problem. You're going to rig the 2016 election. You need at least 5 million phony, fake, forged absentee ballots, rigged voting machines, duplicate ballots, ballots marked Daffy Duck, Mickey Mouse, phony dead voters, people from other countries that were bussed in here by DHS. Remember all those DHS buses with the windows boarded over? Remember with the windows blocked out? They blotted out the windows and they were bussing people in to America from Guatemala on DHS buses. Remember this? They were doing this for months. They were bussing them in. They were sending them to sanctuary cities. They were dumping a lot of them in Phoenix. Okay? They just kept bussing these DHS buses into America with anyone who was well enough to be lifted and placed on a bus to be walked over.
You get it, folks. These Alinskyite thugs, Obama, the far left, you might as well call the Democratic Party the Communist Party USA. They're all socialists, the rest of them. They brought all these illegals in. They've been bringing in people from all over the world. And then they're trying to hack into all these systems. And guess what? By the grace of God, they still got Pete. Now, is Trump the savior? No. I don't know what's going to happen here. But these people with their evil schemes, you know, there's justice in this universe. There's something that's going to happen here, and they're going to try to get real ugly with us. They're going to try to put us under Solzhenitsyn's system. But remember what Solzhenitsyn said. If we would have stood up to them at the very time they started rounding us up, we could have beat them. We could have crushed them. If we would have just used golf clubs, baseball bats, whatever we had when they started the roundups. You need to remember that now. We've still got our firearms. When you see any of you, when you see neighbors, any of that start happening, I'm just saying, you've got to be ready because these people are Alinskyites. See, they're blaming the Russians for the very things that they do. It's called projection. They project onto others the very schemes that they're running themselves. Okay. Now all these libtards like Ian Greenhall and Gordon Duff over at Veterans Today, they might have a point. Maybe the Likudniks helped Trump, okay, with Assange. I don't know. Okay, but I tell you this whole thing with Russia, it's bogus, okay? There's even people saying that Jones is tied in with Russia and all the rest of it. And it's just like, you know, I know about the glasnost, perestroika deception. I talked about Amoroos last week. We got to keep our minds open. But I know this. The American Democratic Party right now, these Alinskyites like Obama, Bill Ayers, Hillary, Emanuel, Pelosi, Jerry Brown, they're the scum of the earth. Okay? Turds in the punch bowl. Remember that. See you on the other side.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, got to listen to this, okay? Put the phone up to your ear or the speaker up. This is funny. This is some Australian guys. So all them folks in Aussie land, listen to this. Go ahead and hit clip 26.
Thanks for your time.
Very good to be with you, Brian, and good evening.
Now, you're a market economist.
Yes, well, most economists are market economists, Brian, to a degree these days, yes.
How do you think things are going at the moment?
Well, there's a great deal of international concern. I mean, we're taking a toweling, but things will sort themselves out, Brian. This is what a market does.
Well, can you explain to me how it all works?
How the economy works?
Well, yeah, what's the problem at the moment, for instance?
Well, what we've got at the moment is an international credit crisis.
Yes, how does that happen?
Well, I'm a bank, Brian, and I borrow money and I lend it out, and I charge more to the people I'm lending it to than I pay to the people from whom I'm borrowing it.
Well, who do you borrow money from?
Well, from, you know, depositors, Brian. Have you got a dollar?
Well, yeah,
you know, I
sure.
borrow your dollar and I give you, you know, there's your bank balance.
$1.
$1.
Right. Okay. And you pay interest to me on that?
I do. But I also charge you fees.
Well, why do you charge me fees?
Because, Brian, I'm looking after your money. Your money is secure with me. I'm a bank. I mean, this is a very important amount of money. This is probably your nest egg. It's safe with us.
And how much interest do you pay me?
Approximately the same as I'm charging you in fees.
Oh, good deal for me.
Well, your money's secure with us, Brian, and I then lend that money to businesses, and those businesses generate income. This is how we build an economy.
Yeah. And they put that income into the bank.
They do, of course, Brian, and that builds the savings pool, and we can invest more money.
Well, who do you lend that to?
Well, to people who need credit, Brian. You see, money creates more money, so if we can create money that creates more money, we're broadening the economy.
We're expanding it all the time. But shouldn't people just buy the thing they can afford?
You don't need to afford the things you're buying, Brian. You need to afford the interest on the money you need to borrow in order to buy them.
And you're charging higher rates for all this?
We do hop into them a wee bit on the credit rate, Brian. We stick the hydraulics under that because it's a slightly higher risk strategy.
Do people need to be buying these things that
they can't afford? Obviously, they think so, Brian. I mean, these things are advertised to people as very necessary, very important, and deeply, deeply attractive.
Well, who's advertising things that people don't need?
The companies we're lending the money to.
So, okay, then you bought into the US subprime housing market.
Well, Brian, so concerned are we to build a better Australia.
You helped build a worse America.
Yeah, well, that was an accident, Brian. What we were doing was investing in the international investment market.
And that's been a disaster.
It, frankly, famously, hasn't been a huge success hitherto.
Well, so what are you going to do?
Well, now you give me $700 billion immediately.
Why?
Well, because we need it, Brian. I mean, the system needs money. Imagine the economy as a body. It needs blood pumping around it, Brian.
And you haven't got it?
We haven't got any money, no.
Why not?
Well, we lost ours. I've just been explaining that.
Well, you're not having mine.
Mum! Brian won't let me play with his stuff.
It's the only money I've got.
You're in for it.
All right. Now, you get the banksters. That was a perfect window into banksterism. Remember Hank Paulson and George W. Bush's Treasury Secretary Brad Sherman and Kucinich and all these guys? And they threatened us. If we didn't bail them out, we'd be martial law and troops on the street Monday morning. See, that's what we were just talking about, boy. See you on the other side of the break.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.